Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our public media friends across the region, bringing you the latest headlines for the day. It is Friday, 20th of February, 2026. I'm Carl Lingle. Backcountry snow enthusiasts are urged to be extra vigilant in what's being described as very unstable snow conditions in western Montana. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
The Flathead Avalanche Center in Hungry Horse says recreationists have reported 4 accidental slides in the past week. People have been caught, carried, and partially or fully buried. No injuries or fatalities have been reported. The Avalanche Center says the weight of a person or snowmobile on or near weak snow layers can trigger slabs, even from far away. A special avalanche bulletin is in effect through Sunday morning. It applies to the Whitefish, Swan, Flathead, and Apgar ranges and the Lake McDonald and Marias Pass areas in Glacier National Park. People planning backcountry trips are urged to avoid steep northern slopes. Also, steer clear of steep slopes above gullies, creek beds, tree stands, and cliffs. The West Central Montana Avalanche Foundation's most recent update on Thursday reports considerable avalanche danger throughout the region in the middle and upper elevations. Fresh, wind-driven snow is overloading weaker layers in the snowpack. People are advised to avoid suspect slopes over 30 degrees. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.
The U.S. government plans to restrict Russian imports of palladium after complaints of unfair pricing from the United States' only producer of platinum and palladium based in Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche has more.
The U.S. Department of Commerce published a notice of the new fee Thursday in the Federal Register, triggering a 133% charge on imports of palladium from Russia. This is the government's preliminary response to a petition from global mining company Sibanye-Stillwater, which downsized its Montana operations in 2024 amid struggling profits. The company pointed to unfair pricing of palladium from Russia as a major contributor.
This is a really big deal for us.
Sibanye-Stillwater spokesperson Heather McDowell says the company petitioned the U.S. Department of Commerce for restrictions in July, and imports from Russia appear to have stopped in the months that followed.
We think filing the case had its intended purpose. We are very, very happy that the result is a tariff that is high enough to deter further imports by the U.S. of Russian palladium.
She says Russia is not participating in the investigation. The tariff will remain in effect as the Department of Commerce deliberates a final determination, due roughly 2 months from now. In Billings, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
The Wyoming Senate is considering a bill to prohibit a substance called kratom. It's often marketed as an herbal supplement, but it has addictive and psychoactive qualities similar to opioid drugs. Senator Bill Landon of Casper is sponsoring the bill. He said he's heard from multiple county coroners that the drug has been in the systems of suicide victims.
And I regret to tell you, senators, that here in Laramie County, the coroner here has identified the first victim of an overdose of this product.
Landon originally proposed regulating kratom products and setting an age limit, but he said the more he learned about it, the more convinced he became that it should be banned. The bill heads to Senate Appropriations, then to the Senate floor for 2 more votes. In Montana, lawmakers have so far tried and failed to pass regulations for kratom products, which remain available at gas stations, specialized tea bars, and smoke shops. Legislators are working on draft legislation for 2027. A popular fishing pond near Casper, Wyoming, is being permanently closed because of invasive mud snails. Wyoming Game and Fish announced in a news release on Tuesday they'll permanently close Jessica's Pond this month because of the confirmation of invasive New Zealand mud snails. The department reports the pond will be filled in, the area reclaimed in order to remove the threat of further species spread. Game and Fish made the determination because of the risk and proximity to the Dansby's Fish Hatchery, the largest fish hatchery in Wyoming. Game and Fish reminds anglers to clean, drain, and dry all equipment when using the access area and all Wyoming waters. Scrubbing stations for boots are located near many fishing access points. The White House cut a $7 billion program to build residential solar in low-income communities last summer. It's had a devastating impact on Native American tribes in Montana. Laura Hatch with Big Sky Connection reports.
The Chippewa Cree on the Rocky Boy Reservation in northern Montana were part of a tribal coalition slated to get money from the Solar for All program. The tribe's Joseph Eagleman says it would have slashed high electricity bills for 200 families on the reservation, and losing it was a gut punch.
It was terrible. It sucked. There's 14 tribes that were on this coalition. We were just one of them. We weren't the only ones feeling it.
The coalition won a $135 million grant in 2024 through Solar for All, which was funded by the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act. That money would have given each reservation about $7.6 million to build residential solar. Applicants on the rural reservation showed Eagleman their utility bills, some as high as $900 a month, and they were excited to get solar power to reduce their bills. The Trump administration cut Solar for All last summer after the budget bill rescinded funding for it. This story was produced with original reporting from Alana Newman for the Daily Yonder. I'm Laura Hatch reporting.
In a press release earlier this month, the Mark and Reuben Jones College of Nursing at Montana State University announced it is set to nearly double its financial support for students after receiving a large grant from the Bedford Falls Foundation. The $2.5 million gift will go towards scholarships for students from Montana. The college and MSU Alumni Foundation expect the money to directly fund upward of 380 scholarships over 5 years starting this fall semester. The Bedford Falls Foundation seeks to remove financial barriers to high-quality nursing education and address the critical nursing workforce shortage nationwide. Based in McLean, Virginia, the foundation supports scholarships for 41 university nursing programs in 2025. MSU is one of their newest grantees. It is the westernmost university in the United States to earn its support. The grant allots $400,000 annually for the Joanne and William Conway Nursing Scholarships, with a target to award $5,000 scholarships to 76 students each year. Scholarships are renewable for students in good academic standing, so a student could potentially receive up to $10,000 over the two-year nursing program. The awards will go to students with the greatest financial need. Applicants must be residents of Montana and admitted to the traditional Bachelor of Science in Nursing program, which typically admits around 240 new students annually. Students in the Accelerated Nursing program are not eligible for these scholarships. The Missoula County Commission recently gave the green light to a plan that will guide the future development of a western Montana valley. Montana Public Radio's Victoria Traxler has more.
The new Swan Valley Neighborhood Plan has been a long time in the making. Co-chair of the Swan Valley Planning Committee, Helene Michaels, says the community last approved a plan 30 years ago. When outside developers sought to expand the nearby Holland Lake Lodge in 2022, she says it catalyzed the community.
We thought it was time to get the community's vision, desires, and input on what do we want the Swan Valley to look like, to be like, for not only for us, but for our future generations. And the first thing you set out to do is just, what are the core values, and can we agree on the core values?
Those core values identified in the new plan include preserving the rural character of the region, protecting natural resources, and ensuring access to public lands. According to the report, nearly 90% of land in the valley is publicly owned. Michael says valley residents have aged significantly over the years. The number of homes in the valley grew by more than 70% since the 90s. Though the plan has no regulatory authority, she says it will still help guide local governments' decision-making. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.
An historic resort near Glacier National Park is slated to close operations in March. The Isaac Walton Inn was purchased by hospitality brand Lodge in 2022. It's now one of multiple Lodge properties set to close within a month, including the company's second Montana property located in Missoula. Lodge representatives did not respond to Montana Public Radio's requests for further information. The Isaac Walton Inn was originally built to host workers constructing the Great Northern Railroad. According to historic record, railroad workers lived in abandoned railroad cars, wall tents, and temporary shelters until the hotel was built in 1939. The Isaac Walton Inn was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1985. Rocky Mountain College men's basketball team has made a big jump in the latest coaches poll. The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, or NAIA, men's basketball coaches top 25 national poll had Rocky's Battling Bears move up from number 23 in the poll late in January to a tie at number 11 with Indiana's Bethel University in last week's poll. Rocky is the only Frontier Conference team in the recent top 25. The Battling Bears have a 13-game win streak and sit atop of the Frontier Conference with an 18-2 conference record and 23-3 overall. Rocky has two games left in the regular season, both on the road. Next week, Rocky Mountain is one of seven conference teams headed to the Frontier Conference postseason tournament at the Butte Civic Center. That's the Worm for this Friday. Catch up with us tomorrow when we'll have the Weekend Worm ready for you. Have a great day.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.